I went from 33% body fat to 7% body fat in 7 months following this exact meal plan. And in today's video, I want to break down exactly what not to do when it comes to losing fat, because I've made every mistake in the book and I want to save you from making the same mistakes too. So let's just jump right into this crazy meal plan that I unfortunately followed for quite some time. What's up, guys? Josiah Novak, thetruetransformation.com, where we help busy, high achievers ultimately find true transformation and permanent fitness inside of our 3M system. We've been in business now for over 15 years. We've helped 7,500 plus people. I wrote a book called Diets Suck. And today we help well over 400 people each year ultimately find permanent lifestyle and body transformation using very, very healthy, sustainable, and enjoyable methods that don't require sacrificing family, work, or business time. So today I want to go back in time and talk about one of the craziest periods of my life where I lost a ton of weight and dropped a ton of body fat. I was like 33% body fat, went down to 7%, actually did multiple bodybuilding shows in the period of about 3 years from 2007 to 2009. And back then, I really struggled to figure this whole fitness thing out. In 2006, I was 65 pounds overweight. I was a personal trainer, and I kept telling everybody I was bulking up, but really what was going on was I was struggling, and I was struggling most importantly with my nutrition. But there are some things I was doing with my workouts and just my overall schedule with training that were leading to really poor eating habits. So today we're going to break down exactly what not to do, and I'll of course mention some of the key things that I've changed that I think will help you a ton when it comes to mastering this whole thing called fat loss. So first things first, I was 65 pounds overweight, so I thought back then, because the resources that were at my disposal were mostly around bodybuilding, I thought I needed to do a bodybuilding show. That's what was going to get me motivated. And honestly, I wasn't completely wrong. I didn't know what I was doing back then because I hadn't developed my coaching system, but I was setting a checkpoint and a big target to hit, right? I said, hey, the target I want to hit is having abs all the time. I was a young guy. I was like, I want to look and feel like an absolute stud, right? But I was overweight and I was depressed and I didn't know how to keep the weight off and I was really, really frustrated. So I set a checkpoint of, hey, I'm going to do a bodybuilding show. And that was going to keep me motivated. And honestly, really smart move to have something to keep you motivated. Bodybuilding show may not be the healthiest thing, but it was something to get me going. So I started dieting and I started doing cardio and I started going crazy. And I had a bodybuilding show in about 4 months. So my routine was simply awful. I would wake up at 5 a.m. and I would do an hour of cardio. Okay. And this wasn't any like easy cardio. It was on a step mill. If you've never done the step mill, it gets really rough, really fast. And I just remember, you know, I guess I had the energy back then to do it. I don't think I could do this now, honestly. I mean, I guess I could if I had to, but it was just wake up half awake, pop some caffeine pills, drive to the gym, which was 10 minutes away, walk in, be the first person in the door, and hit the step mill for 45 minutes to an hour. Now, what this immediately did was it sparked my appetite, right? Because number one, I wasn't sleeping great. I wasn't getting enough sleep because I was waking up really early. I was staying up late because I was trying to get my life together. So my sleep was thrown off. Then I would get up and I would do what amounted to like zone 2, zone 3 cardio, where I was getting my heart rate up pretty high and my body was stressed out. So my cortisol was through the roof. So then my appetite would immediately kick into high gear. But meal number one back then was always egg whites and oatmeal. I would come home, I would take a shower, and I would cook up 2 cups of just straight egg whites and a bowl of about 1 cup of oatmeal. Super boring, super bland, but that was how I started my day. So then I would start my day. I would go work. I would do the things I needed to do. And I would have 4 packed meals that I would bring with me of 4 ounces of chicken and 1/2 cup of rice with a little bit of green vegetables. So I would cook up, meal prep, all sorts of chicken. I would go to the store and just buy the huge frozen big bags and big bulky things of chicken. And I would cook them up twice a week. And then I would cook a pot of rice and a big sheet of vegetables. And I would just throw them in Tupperware containers. And it would take me like an hour twice a week to make all this food. And then I would just literally eat 4 meals of the same thing every 2 hours. So 4 ounces of chicken, 1/2 cup of rice, and a little bit of green vegetables. Now, I must say that eventually, as I was getting ready for this bodybuilding show, there was a period of time where I started investing in a coach. And the first thing he did was he changed my meals. Now, I didn't change the number of meals, but instead of having carbs, he actually cut all my carbs. So my first meal no longer was 2 cups of egg whites and oatmeal. It was 3 eggs and a half a cup of egg whites. So it was super low calories, but I got a little bit of fats. And then my chicken meals went from being chicken and rice to being chicken and a spoon of peanut butter. No veggies. Now, truth be told, I probably started dipping into ketosis for a while. So I felt like my appetite went down a little bit, but dude, the calories were so low, right? So 4 to 5 ounces of chicken with a spoon of peanut butter, you know, plus the egg whites and 3 eggs. By the time I got to dinner time, like I was starving, all right? And this is where my activity led to even worse appetite control. So at the end of my workday, I would go to the gym for my double split, right? So the morning was cardio, and then the evening was my lifting and more cardio. So I would go lift weights, you know, running on fumes. Actually, my lifting sessions were a lot better when I had carbs in my nutrition plan. But as soon as the carbs got cut out, I really had to mentally prepare to go lift. I used to, you know, take a pre-workout, and taking a pre-workout with, you know, 300 milligrams of caffeine at 6 p.m. at night, awful, right? Because now your sleep is going to get even worse because your body's got all the caffeine in your system. You go lift for 45 minutes, then you do another 45 minutes of cardio on the step mill again. Then I would come home and I would have my last meal of the night, which was a protein shake and peanut butter. I believe at one point I was having a little bit of steak with the coach that I hired. So I would cook like a really lean steak. It was like a sirloin, probably 4 to 5 ounces. And I would have that with my protein shake and peanut butter. So I was going to bed super hungry. And I think the only thing that allowed me to fall asleep, because I had all that caffeine in my system, was knowing that I get to wake up and eat. That was really what drove me to sleep. It was like, okay, I'm exhausted, obviously. I did two workouts, low calories, body is, you know, cortisoled out. I'm freaking shot. I'm dropping weight like crazy though. So I was getting motivated because I'm like, dude, I'm actually going to get ripped. And I did. You know, I got down to 7% body fat. Now that was my experience with my first bodybuilding show. Went from 245 down to 185. So dropped a ton of weight in a very short period of time. The next time I did a show, I gave myself more time. I gave myself about 7 months to get prepared. I had ballooned back up in weight after my first bodybuilding show. I had added back like 35 pounds almost within the first month because, you know, as you can imagine, when you're on that low of calories and you're restricted all the time, you know, you start to really have that like unhealthy relationship with food where you just want to eat everything possible. An apple looks good, right? So what I'll say here, and I'm just going to pause for a second, is that if you're watching this thinking, man, this sounds awful. It is. You know, this is not how we coach people now. We do things completely opposite of this. We build sustainable, lifestyle-friendly programs. That's why I'm so passionate about the True Transformation. If you're listening and watching this and thinking, man, this is crazy. It sounds like you've done some of the worst stuff. You're right, I have. So your next step is to learn our 3M system, which simplifies this whole thing and makes it super easy, super gamified, super simple and streamlined for you to follow. You can actually start today for free. You can go to the link in the description and you can download our 3M action plan to get started. You can start doing the things that will lead to a permanent and sustainable transformation. Things I wish I would have known back then and I just didn't, right? I was doing some of the right things, but didn't realize I didn't have to starve, didn't have to torture myself, didn't have to do 2 crazy sessions of cardio. You know, nowadays I lift, you know, 3-4 days a week at the most. And I just walk a few times a day for 5, 10, 15 minutes here and there. And I eat foods I love. That's the most important thing. Like thinking about my meals every day, I'm like, man, I love this. You know, I get to eat what I want in quantities that are, you know, obviously controlled. I don't just go eat large pizzas and nachos whenever I want. But hey, if I want to have a pizza, I can. If I want to have a burger, I can. If I want to have ice cream, I totally can. Just got to learn how to fit it in your nutrition plan and you can enjoy the finer things in life while looking and feeling incredible. So go check out that guide. So for my second bodybuilding show, we moved into a little bit more sustainable. I actually had more calories this time. I went back to having carbs in my diet. The only thing that was a little off was, you know, every week I would have like a binge session. So I would go low calories, really pushing it. Double sessions of cardio were not as common. I think I did double sessions 1 or 2 days a week. The coach that I hired this time was a lot more in tune with, you know, what's a little healthier. I wouldn't say they had fully figured it out, but they weren't slashing my calories. They weren't slashing my carbs. They were giving me more food, but, you know, still keeping my activity pretty high. The one thing they allowed was a cheat meal once a week. Now, back then we called it cheat meals, but it was a free-for-all. You know, it was order a pizza, have some ice cream. You know, it was supposed to be a mental break, but it turned into a pretty poor relationship with food for me, right? Where I was restrictive all week. I was eating the same foods, chicken, rice. You know, I think the one thing that I may have switched around was I think I had bread, you know, with my eggs. I think I was allowed to have like some sourdough toast, but I was still really restricted. So then the weekend would come, Saturday night, and it was like, okay, it's game on. You know, order a pizza, order some wings, order some ice cream, and I would eat until I got sick. And I remember back then even having like the binge and purge routine where I would eat too much and I'd have to like throw up. I know that sounds awful, but it was just the game that I thought had to be played back then. And unfortunately for me, it just wasn't true, but I still learned so much, right? I actually got in great shape again for a bodybuilding show, but this time I was able to control my rebound a little bit better. I didn't balloon back up 35 pounds. I think I gained about 15 pounds after the show, which, you know, looking back still wasn't exactly what I wanted to do. But at that point, I started to discover some of the things that I coach on today. Number one was flexible dieting. You know, learning that, hey, as long as you hit your calories, your protein, your carbs, and your fats, you can still change your body. Even if you're eating things that aren't deemed healthy or aren't perfect, you don't have to do double sessions of cardio. You can lift less and just get your key lifts in every single week, and you will change your body. Over time, this has evolved into something incredibly sustainable. There's still some rules of the game, you know, that I would tell you now. Number one is movement. You know, you need to be more active. You know, being sedentary is a recipe for gaining a ton of body fat and really struggling to lose it. Second thing is muscle. You do need to train. You need to work out, whether that's in the gym, whether that's, you know, with body weight, whether it's at a hotel gym, wherever you are, whatever you have available, bands, TRX, you can make it happen, but you got to make it happen, right? It's not just about the cardio. You do need to train so your body looks good as you lose weight. And then, of course, the third thing is meals. You know, you need to have a meal nutrition strategy that allows you to hit your calories and your protein, most importantly, and then your carbs and your fats can get filled in as deemed necessary. But ultimately, you got to eat foods that you enjoy enough to where you look forward to it and it doesn't feel like torture. And you don't need to eat 6 times a day. That was the other thing too. Like, I stopped eating 6 times a day. Nowadays, I probably eat 3 times a day with a snack. That's like my typical routine. Sometimes it's less than that if I'm super busy. But the biggest thing is I have meals that fill me up, that make me feel satiated, make me feel satisfied. And that's led to a beautiful relationship with food now, right? Where I don't get scared or worried about having a burger. You know, if I know it sounds unhealthy, but like occasionally if I have a McDonald's, you know, double quarter pounder with cheese, it's okay. It's not the end of the world. You know, if I go out of town and me and my wife enjoy, you know, a 4 or 5 star dinner in New York City and I gain a couple pounds, it's okay because I'm going to get back on my normal routine. I now have a stronghold over my habits, over my systems. And it all comes from doing all the wrong things. You know, doing the things that took me from 33% body fat down to 7% body fat. Nowadays, I maintain around 10 to 12% body fat pretty much year round. During the holidays, it might creep into the 13 to 14%, but I'll quickly reverse that back down to the range I want to be in, which is that 10 to 12%. And it's just a simple little tweak. Just eat a little less. Move a little more. It's nothing extreme. And this is what I want to help you do too. This is why I make this stuff for you, is because if you're watching this and you're out there struggling and you're like, man, I feel like it's too late. You know, I'm 50 years old, or I'm going to be 50, or I'm 45 with kids and I got all this stuff going on. Like, how am I going to transform with everything I have on my schedule? And I can promise you, I've worked with the busiest people on earth. I've worked with the people who run massive companies, who run hospitals, right, who just have so much going on that nothing seems to work. And it's because you're trying to follow things that are built for someone who has more time, who doesn't care about something sustainable, that wants extreme, that wants overnight results. And truth be told, that's a slippery slope and it never ends well. So I just want to say this as we wrap things up. First of all, if you made it this far, thank you for watching. Hope this one helped. If it did, just like the video, subscribe to the channel. Let me know in the comments, you know, did this one help? That's the thing that I'd like to hear from you. Is this beneficial? Do you need more help with this stuff? And if you do, there's a step right in front of you. Just go download the guide, check out our 3M system, schedule a consultation, fill out a quick survey. Let's see if we can map something specifically for you. Build a roadmap that is built for your unique lifestyle and needs. And I'll be back very soon with another video on similar topics to help you permanently transform your body and your life. My name is Josiah Novak, thetruetransformation.com. I'll talk to you in the next one. Peace.